Well, good morning. It is 6:21 a.m. on Thursday, January 19th, 2023. Still settling into that. It's 40 degrees, which is 4.4 degrees Celsius. 94% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearl Cast, y'all. I was sitting there marinating. Actually, this is the pic I want to take this morning. It's lovely Art Deco elements in a lot of the architecture, at least in this neighborhood. And I'm really just very taken with it. And this particular thing is just beautiful, bit of stonework. There we go, got it. All right. Pick taken care of. Microphone still seated, still recording, yay. Doing it right. So I was sitting there marinating, and someone walked by, walking their dog, and I said good morning, and there was this, how to describe it? It was a grudging good morning. It was, I will honor the ritual of greeting of strangers in the street, but I'm not happy about it. This sort of rueful, not rueful, it was grudging. There it was. It was a grudging smile and a greeting. And I'm always intrigued by my perceptions, what I do when I see someone or something. And I think we all do it. I mean, our instinct is to fill in a gap. Maybe not consciously, maybe not, you know, we don't think about who this person is and what they do and blah, blah, blah. But that those first impressions when you see someone are inevitable. You know, whatever our life is and how we see things and how we're feeling at that moment, that is a rail line. I'd never seen this before, but there's a rail line in the middle of the street popping up like it was there and then covered over, and now it's popped up and it runs perpendicular to the actual rails that are there that now. So there must have been an old rail line that came through here. Whew. Archaeology. Urban archaeology. I wonder what the... Now I'm intrigued about the evolution of rail lines in Portland. Huh. Anyway. Sorry, squirrel. Those first impressions are inevitable, but you're wrong. Almost inevitably, first impressions and instincts are, you know, if not wrong, then at least woefully inadequate to sum up who that person is. And I don't know, I went down a mental rabbit hole of, you know, all of the assumptions that I just had about that person, and then went 180 with it and said, what if they're really like this? And tried to lay that over it. It's like, yeah, they could be that too. They could be all of those things, because you know diddly boo about that person. And I guess I don't know, I guess it struck me just because I think it's important to let everybody be, not just everybody, but let everything be what it is, not what you want it to be or what you think it is. Being open to the possibility that your assumptions and your perceptions are incomplete or wrong, and being okay with that, because you need to make some assumptions just to function, to process. And not all your assumptions are wrong, obviously, but it just feels like you allow people and things and life to be more than what you think it is. Because it almost always is. If not more, certainly at least different than what you think it is. I'm not sure what my point is on this. It was just, you know, random mental blather as you're sitting there under-caffeinated and just awake. Here goes the beeline. I know I'm on time if I see the beeline. Street poetry, baby. That's what you're here for, right? The Rhythm of the Urban Streets by Dave Robinson. Ba-bum. I'd snap my fingers, but I'm wearing gloves, so it doesn't work. Powell's, bink. Yeah, random blather. I mean, I kind of, this format is really nice, so I can, you know, I want to share ideas, thoughts, perspectives, jokes, whatever, urban poetry. And I wander down these back alleys, morning, of thought and perception. And sometimes it's legit. Sometimes there's this gold to be mined down those back alleys. Sometimes it's absolute drivel. I don't know, but I'm not going to know until I start talking about it. And you guys, you poor souls, are now subjected, forced to endure my experimentation, my mental experiments. I don't know, I think there's something to it. Allowing life to be more than you think it is. I think that, I don't know, I mean, if I look at my life, as always, every time I say you, I mean me, right? If I look at my life, I can tell a dozen different stories, depending on what elements of my life I focus on. And because it's my life, and because those elements actually existed, every story I tell is true to an extent. If I focus on the hardships and the trials and the pain and the sorrow, then that tells a story. You know, if I focus on the wonder and the good fortune and the joy and the love, that tells a different story. They're both the same person. They're both the same life. It's just what you choose to focus on as the core elements of your narrative that determine what type of story it is. Pure perception. And that's easy to say, you know, from an objective standpoint. When you're in it, when you're living it and feeling that loss or that pain, it's easy to have that be the focus of the story you're telling yourself. God, life sucks, or life is awesome, or whatever. I don't know. But what the hell, dude? Dude's in the intersection backing up. What the hell? Danger. My friend Colleen hurt her back recently exercising and was in a great deal of pain, and having gone through that this past summer, it's like, oh girl, I feel you on many different levels. I was fortunate enough to have gone through it at Dad's place, so I had, you know, some support. But she lives alone, so it's like, how about I come over and make you dinner? And so last night I grabbed one of the Blue Apron recipes I was going to cook up, and I took the ingredients over to her place, and I made her dinner. Which was, she appreciated that. It was very pleasant. We had great conversations. She has a gas stove, people. Oh, you know, I'm cooking on an electric range, and you know, you can make anything work. But, oh God, cooking with gas, man. That is my next aspiration for my next place, whenever and however and wherever. I really would like a gas range, please. Thank you. Put that on the wish list. But she's doing better. She's slowly. I don't think she has a compressed vertebra like I did. I think she might have just tore a muscle or something. But still, it doesn't diminish the anguish and the helplessness that you feel when you just can't move. You can't get comfortable. You can't sit. You can't stand. You can't lie down. Nothing takes away that pain. I remember that. So I helped out where I could, which was nice. And I got to cook on a gas range, so bam, living that dream. Yeah. So. Yeah. Oh, I'm feeling really good. You know? There's a lot of question marks and unknowns and precariousness in my life right now. But I don't know. I'm enjoying the ride. How about that? Which is a good feeling. So. Let's see, what else? The game went well last night. Ran that first Blades in the Dark game last night for Tim and Chris and Emma. And it went well. We only had a very narrow span of time to work with, so we didn't get through the whole caper. But the mechanics worked well. Everybody seemed to enjoy themselves. The characters were intriguing. The initial setup for the caper is solid and intriguing. So, yeah, I think everybody... Everybody had a good time. So, yeah, I'm back in Jameson Square. So, let's wrap this bad boy up. That is a walk for Thursday, which is Friday Eve. The weekend looms on the horizon. It's almost here. You can taste it. You can hear it. You can smell it on the wind. There's a weekend coming. Yes. I hope you have a lovely Thursday. I hope you find cool new elements to add to your story. And that you add them to your story, the good stuff, the cool stuff, the affirming stuff that's what you want your story to be. And if you don't find it, make it. I'm gonna jump right ahead and go to the whole despite everything create business. Because if there's a part of your story that is not happening, then I mean, you're the author, right? I mean, there's obviously other elements besides just you involved, but as the instigator, as the protagonist, you can seed your story with things that you want to seed it with, right? So, yeah, have a great Thursday. Create something, create a new part of your story, and love fearlessly. I mean, that's I think we all want to do a love story, right? I mean, life should be a love story, I think. A weird love story, but a love story nonetheless. So, create love, and I will do the same, I promise. And I will talk to you soon.